Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling, and I am your host, BDC, and today on this episode, this crazy episode, we're going to be getting into a few things. We're going to be getting into a little bit of AEW, or what's going on. You know, we're going to be getting into WWE too, you know, them signing CM Punk and, you know, a week, you know, after, you know, him, Orton, and R-Truth, you know, has been there. You know, I'm gonna give my thoughts on, you know, stuff like that. And we're gonna get into this AEW community, AEW Fight Forever. And I wanna touch up on these crazy fans nowadays. Wrestling fans are a lot different than they was 10 years ago. 15 years ago, I would say maybe that too. But yeah, like I said, we got an interesting episode. You know, I've been playing a lot of AEW. I just been watching wrestling, Collision, Dynamite, SmackDown, all that good stuff, keeping up with the rumors, you know, and just, you know, just having fun with wrestling, you know, just enjoying it. 2023 has been a good year for wrestling, I think. And, you know, like I said, I'm working on an award show, and, you know, I will give a date soon, very, very soon. Maybe not this episode, but maybe the next one. But yeah, you know, sit tight. You know, if you're at work, hopefully you're having a good day at work. If you're at home listening, you're on the toilet, some people listen to podcasts like that too, you know, whatever way you're listening. You know, before we get into this episode, don't forget to, you know, rate the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all that good stuff. I appreciate the love. And yeah, you know what, I got a lot of new fans from the UK, you know, much love. You know, the UK has always been good to me. And, you know, with this rap, you know, this rap Spotify, you know, where it show all your, like, you know, followers and fans and stuff like that, whatever you want to call it. Got a lot of love in the UK. So, you know, I like to say I appreciate you from the UK listening to this episode, you know, whenever it goes live. I appreciate it. I love the UK, so, you know, maybe I'll come out there one day. Hopefully I can come out there. The UK is really nice. But let's get into this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. I talked enough. Let's get into it. Okay, so we're going to jump right into it. AEW Fight Forever. You know, AEW Fight Forever has been a game with a lot of struggling, a good community, a bad community, you know, toxic people with some good people. This week, I've been playing a lot, and it came to me that I want to bring this game alive, you know, and I can't do it alone, but lately, I've been trying to, you know, just put together a good group of players. And, you know, it kind of sucks because I'm very limited. You know, it's no crossplay. So, you know, we can't play with Switch players. We can't play with, well, we probably would never play with Switch players because they seem like they get screwed with the crossplay a lot. But, you know, I like to play with, you know, some other, you know, people on PlayStation. You know, the likes of, you might know some of them, you know, Lotus, Abyss, Kenny Bomb, you know, Afro or Small Fro. You know, the list goes on and on with names. You know, we're stuck over here on Xbox. You know what? You know, I don't want to call out people, but, you know, whoa. But yeah, you know, we're stuck with, you know, with just, you know, one community and that's it. You know, I would like to, I keep asking AEW games, even Kenny Omega, like, when are we getting crossplay? Kenny Omega said, like, a year ago that, you know, they was looking into it early, at an early stage of the game. That will help out a whole lot with this game. You know, it's already very limited already. You know, it got a small community. And the biggest, you know, community this game, you know, is bigger on is PlayStation. You know, and I feel like if they are working on crossplay, I'm going to waste my money and buy it on PlayStation, and then they're going to announce it. So I don't want to buy it on PlayStation, you know, unless I can get it dirt cheap, you know, on clearance or somewhere crazy for a crazy price. You know, but in the meantime, we're stuck with this little smaller community. So I've been putting together, you know, a lot of good players and stuff like that. And, you know, we've been having fun. You know, I try to play every day, you know, daily. You know, more on the weekends when I'm off. You know, we've been playing like Fatal Four Ways, tag matches. We've been putting a little bit of tournaments together. And, you know, if you want to watch that stuff, you know, if you like AEW Fight Forever and you want to watch a good, you know, stream, I am on Twitch, Lit God MVP. And I will put my link in the description, you know, of this video. So if you want to check me out, you know, on Twitch, you know, if you want to see some good matches, some, you know, some solid gameplay of me and this team of players I'm putting together in community, I should say. You know, it's a lot of good players in the top rank on Xbox and the leaderboards, you know, and we do got some people that's okay too, you know, that's coming up. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm just not trying to get people to join my, you know, my Discord and Twitch and stuff like that, but I'm just, you know, legit trying to get people to join my Twitch, you know, subscribe and join my Discord to actually play. You know, we talk wrestling and we love AEW, we love WWE, you know, so I'm going to put my, you know, Discord in the bio too, or in the podcast description bio, whatever you want to call it. You know, yeah, you know, if anybody that knows me know that I love wrestling and just love to just play, you know, and putting together a community of good gamers is fun and healthy for the game, you know, because I feel like when you play ranked, it's a lot of people you play that cheese the gameplay and stuff like that. And you know, who wants to do all that? You know, that's not fun when you got somebody doing like two moves and spamming and taunting out the ring, bouncing off the ropes all the time, poke to the eye and stuff like that. Like if you it's no point. Why are you playing, you know, if you're just doing that? Like, I mean, I kind of get it if you're playing for rank. I guess you got to protect your rank and all that stuff like that. But, you know, I'm putting together a group of just trying to get a community of good players and try to bring people to the game. You know, if you're listening and you know, you played this game the first couple of weeks and then you found a lot of the cheese people and you know, and you're not having fun. You know, I'm trying to get you over to the Discord and, you know, and where you can meet good players and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm going to put it in my in bio of this or description, I guess I'll say in this podcast. And, you know, look it up, you know, and join, you know, join Talk is Gaming. That's what it is, gaming entertainment. The Discord is pretty good. It's a solid Discord. You know, it's a lot of PlayStation dudes in there. It's a lot of Xbox dudes, a lot of Switch. We talk movies and all that good stuff. You know, I try to keep it, you know, good and, you know, people just not fighting all the time. You know, you go to Discords and stuff, a lot of people are fighting and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, it's all about, you know, me trying to push AEW right now. And right now I'm trying to give it my all. You know, it's kind of hard. THQ and Kenny Omega, you know, and AEW games, it's kind of hard when gotta give me some modes. You know, you gotta give me some more match types. You know, the player base has been asking for it. We've been wanting, you know, Fatal Four Ways, Tag Team Tornado matches, elimination, you know, maybe even six players, you know, four-way ladder matches and stuff like that. You know, I was on the Discord page, you know, this week, and apparently we got some news coming soon, you know, for season two. We got some more details on that season. And hopefully, you know, the details is not the same where a storm is coming and it's only Tony Storm and beat the Elite. You know, hopefully that's not it. They don't just announce that and that's it. You know, give us some modes. You know, and you know, and forget the modes. We don't need the match types of modes in the season. We don't, that shouldn't be paid content at the same time. You know, I don't think players should be paying for modes in the game already, like a four-way ladder match, triple threat ladder match, four-player lights out match, stuff like that. We shouldn't be paying for that kind of stuff. You know, at some point we got to put our foot down, and I kind of didn't put my foot down. I bought the season already. It's $24. $24, you know, I get it. Some people are complaining, saying it's a lot, and yeah, you know, you're getting two character or three characters so far, and a mode and an arena. Okay, let me tell you this. Okay, I'm not defending it, saying it is like, you know, it's too much. You know, they should have put it at maybe $15, $14.99 or whatever, but I was playing Fortnite the other day, and you know, the Eminem stuff is a lot too. You know, I played Texas Chainsaw Massacre. For one survivor, it's $10. You know, then the new killer is $10. That's $20 for two characters, you know, and the survivor don't even do that much. It's not that big of a difference. So, yeah, you know, you got to think about that stuff. The stuff you complaining about, you know, 20, it's on sale right now, AEW Season 2 for $22, which is not, it's not the worst. I mean, I went to McDonald's today and spent $12, and the stuff is already done. It's in my stomach, and you know what I'm going to do with it later on. But my whole point is $12 I spent on just food alone. So $22 is not the worst. You know, I see YouTubers and stuff crying about it and stuff like that. And yeah, but give them a chance this week. You know, I'm not sure when, you know, or when they're going to comment or talk about it or announce it. I hear it soon, this week sometime. I got a little in-source or a little source, and it says this week. So we're going to see. I'm excited. You know, hopefully they announce some stuff behind a hidden wall, pay, you know, that's not paid. You know, I'm pretty sure we're going to have to pay for that cage match, but I already got the season already paid for already. So, you know, let's go. We got the cage match. I have a feeling, though, AEW don't know what we want, and I have a feeling that they're going to give us a one-on-one cage match, and that's it, and it's going to be fun for a day or two, and that's it, and hopefully that's not the case. You know, hopefully it's not the case. I would prefer right now a lot more match types before we get a cage match. We had in the Stadium Stampede before we got match types, and now, you know, the rumors are right. We get a cage match before a Fatal 4-Way elimination and stuff like that. You know, this is just basic stuff. You know, options where you can control the matches more, you know, where you can make the Battle Royal, Casino Battle Royal, you know, pin only. You know, just fun stuff like that, you know, to just make the game fun and last longer when you get on with people, you know, you play. And it's like, you know, you just play Fatal 4-Way, Fatal 4-Way, Fatal 4-Way, you know, and then the tag match is kind of messed up a little bit, you know, kind of broken a little bit. You know, they need to just let you have freedom in the tag match, tornado tag matches, ladder tag matches, stuff like that. You know, the fans has been wanting it for a long time, and I think we deserve it. So, you know, I wanted to get touch that subject. You know, I like to think of it as I'm big in the AEW community, you know, and we got to say, you know, I spent $80, you know, and then I bought the season two for $24.99 at the time. So I should have some say. You know, I put a lot of hours into this game and a lot of love into this game. And, you know, and I brought people to this game. I got, you know, I talked people into buying this game and how fun it is and stuff like that. The game, it's not that far off from being one of the best, you know, better wrestling games that came out other than 2K. You know, you can't take away from 2K, but at the same time, 2K is not a wrestling game. It's more of a fighting game. Combo breakers and combos and dodging and reversing every move, and you know, that's a whole nother story right there that I'm not gonna get into. But you know, we're gonna touch up on this episode later on, you know, this week, hopefully on the next episode of Talkers BDC Wrestling, because you know, they dropped that update or description of what they're gonna be, you know, dropping more, then you know, we'll have a better idea of that, and I will let y'all know. Or, you know, let you know my thoughts on it. And hopefully they make it worth your while for everybody that bought, you know, bought season two. You know, I know a lot of YouTubers, Assemble and Kenny Omega and stuff like that. You know, I said Kenny Omega, Kenny Bomb, not Kenny Omega, Kenny Bomb. A lot of other YouTubers, you know, some of them bought it, but a lot of people in the community didn't buy it. So hopefully they change and turn people's heads, you know, like, okay, $22, $20 is worth it, you know, for maybe, you know, maybe they add Saraya and, you know, maybe a couple more wrestlers. I don't know who else, you know, Tony Storm, the list goes on and on. I can name about 30 wrestlers, and when you know we're not getting 30 wrestlers. So, yeah, you know, hopefully, you know, I can come back on the next episode and we talk a little bit more about it. And this is just not a rumor going around. And, you know, season two is what it is. And that's it. Because I think we deserve more, you know, paying $24.99 or whatever. And it's on sale for $22. Like I said, we deserve more than that. This community is really strong. And, you know, they love the game. And I love the game. So they deserve, you know, everybody deserves a good wrestling game, and this game is really good. It's close. It's really close. You know, maybe they can loosen up the pin a little bit, you know, and let you kick out a little bit more. The list goes on and on. You know, they fixed a lot of stuff. They buffed a lot of stuff, which we asked for. So they are listening. You know, hopefully they keep listening and a little, you know, speed up the pace a little bit. It is December, so, you know, you got to realize and know that they're going to be taking a break pretty soon. A lot of developers take breaks in December, so, yeah. Hopefully, you know, we get a good, you know, season two, which to me, if you ask me, like I said, so far it started off good. You know, Dynamite, New Arena, you know, the Acclaim, you know, and hopefully they add some more arenas for free for us and not, you know, we have to pay for everything. You know, we want that Collision set, you know, the Collision set and the new Rampage, you know, and to me, I want Daly's Place. You know, Daly's Place is pretty nice. That's one of my favorite AEW arenas, you know, and it made AEW a little bit in the pandemic. So, yeah, you know, we will touch up on this. I will touch up on this subject next week. Hopefully we got a list of stuff and, you know, it could be worth, you know, everybody's while. And I could say, hey, $24.99 is worth it. You know, hopefully, you know, don't hold your breath on too much, you know, more. If they announce the cage match and something else, you know, I think the cage match would be fun, but we need match types. We need a free update coming, you know, maybe this week, you know, with some more modes and stuff like that. So we're going to take a break, you know, on this subject, and we're going to continue this later on. And I'm going to take a break on this right here, and we're going to get into some AEW and some WWE talk. But like I said, we're going to take a break, and, you know, don't forget to check the description on the Discord. You know, I will put the Discord link in the description. And then I will put maybe the Twitch on the description too, so y'all can watch and see what I'm talking about. You know, you can see the matches for yourself and see how much fun we are having. But we are about to take a break. I'll be right back. Okay, I said we was going to be talking a little bit about AEW and WWE, and I wanted to talk about a little bit about the AEW, you know, the Continental Classic that's been going on. I feel like they've been putting on a really, really good tournament, and the tournament has been killing it. You know, Bryan Danielson and Eddie Kingston has been killing it. You know, Jay White, Swerve Strickland. If you're not watching this tournament, I don't know. You must not be a big wrestling fan. This tournament is really, really good, and it's must watch. It's must see TV for wrestling fans. Tony Khan hit the, you know, nail when he said, you know, this is going to be a wrestling tournament for wrestling fans. You know, so don't think you're going to get storylines and people cheating. There's no cheating. You know, no people at ringside. Goes by points. It's no single eliminations, and it's very unique. I thought it was, you know, whatever at first when I first seen it, and, you know, I'm like, yeah, it's another tournament. It's WWE, and AEW's been doing a lot of tournaments, but it's a good tournament. You know, I guarantee you, if you go watch it, if you don't watch AEW much, I guarantee you, you'll like it, you know, and, you know, try to avoid these WWE fanboys online nowadays, posting the hard camera side of AEW. It's very, very annoying. It takes away from just the product to me. You know, people just posting all this bad and negative stuff, wanting to see AEW fail when they're giving you wrestling. You know, they're giving people wrestling that WWE hasn't, you know, for a long time, a period. It was a period one time where we saw a lot of people, the same matches and repeats, and, you know, people complain about the matches being short, and AEW is giving you classics, you know, every week. The tournament has been really, really good, you know, and I don't know what to say, you know, for these people. It's just like, you know, you got to pick one, you know, nowadays, like you're a Samsung or, you know, iPhones, McDonald's, Burger King, you got to pick, you know, PlayStation, Xbox. I don't know why people do that. And I get it. People like to debate and stuff like that, but I just don't get it. You know, I don't get it. You know, it's healthy for wrestling. You know, you got to see CM Punk return. you know, and you wouldn't have seen that for AEW, you know, it wouldn't have been big, you know, because he was in AEW first, you know, and popped up, you know, after he got fired for WWE, got fired in WWE, and people talked mess about him and didn't like him, and went to AEW and got good, and you know, started over again his wrestling career with another company, 2-time champion, and you know, start messing up backstage. Everything is not his fault. We all know the story with him and Jungle Boy, or we think we know some of it. So whatever happened with them, you know, led to him getting fired and the big return with WWE. You know, he's back home now where he belongs, and he's the best wrestler of all time. You know, he needs to fight Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. You know, he wants, you know, he should win the Royal Rumble. All these fans want to give people stuff nowadays, and this is like, really? Really? I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't mind seeing CM Punk back. You know, he's working. You know, he got a contract. That's cool. I'm glad he's out of AEW. AEW just had a lot of drama with him. You know, same with WWE when he was in WWE first. You know, so, you know, pretty sure Tony Khan is not mad. You know, he signed Will Ospreay this year. Will Ospreay, one of the best wrestlers in the world. Trust me, he is not mad. And yeah, you know, Will Ospreay is one of the best wrestlers. If I start a wrestling company, I'm picking Will Ospreay all day over CM Punk. CM Punk, you know, is older. You know, he's really cocky and stuff like that. You know, CM Punk is his, you know, just his name, I guess. You know, his name and what he did in his past. Will Ospreay, most 5-star matches, really good, you know, wrestling style. He's still learning. He's just one of the best wrestlers in his 20s. I can imagine when he gets to his 30s, you know, and stuff like that. So kudos for Tony Khan for signing him. And, you know, people forget that they got, you know, Will Ospreay, Jay White. You know, they just re-signed Julie Hart. You know, they lost Jay Cargo, which, you know, that's a big loss, but be honest, she wasn't the best wrestler. Julie Hart is learning. They got a lot of people. Chris Sandlander still is learning. Brent Baker, Saraya. They got some good names in the women's division, and I feel like AEW is booming, you know. And both companies is booming, really, with the ratings and the draws. And, you know, Randy Orton is big. CM Punk. R-Truth even gets a lot of views. He's funny. He sells T-shirts. It's like wrestling is good. There's no reason to hold it back. You know, it's okay to like both and like WWE more. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, and it's not nothing wrong with not liking, you know, not caring about AEW. But when you go out your way to try to get people to stop watching it and you know, that's to me what's crazy. You know, when you go out your way, and I don't understand the fans nowadays, you know, it just don't make sense to me. But, you know, I guess, you know, people got their, you know, the freedom of speech. They can do what they want, take pictures of what they want. But I like to just say it's sad. It's very, very sad. You know, when back in the day when I watched wrestling, you know, I was like that with WWE. I loved WWE to the fullest. But a couple of my favorite wrestlers like Christian Cage and Jeff Hardy went to TNA. You know, I followed them. And, you know, I followed Jeff Hardy, you know, and just – it opened my eyes, you know, to just so much, you know, good wrestling. And, you know, I became a TNA fan. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and, you know, the list goes on and on. So it's okay for your superstars to go to other companies. Follow them and see, you know, who opens your eyes, you know. You come to AEW, you know, or you start watching AEW, you know, you start seeing Kenny Omega and, you know, just these big names, you know, Jack Perry, you know, Brent Baker, Sammy Guevara, and Jay White. And the list goes on. You know, all I'm saying is open your eyes, you know, and be open-minded with AEW. AEW got a lot of good wrestling. Yeah, sometimes the women's division is not the best. The women's division is booming right now. Julie Hart is the TBS champion. And then you got Toni Storm, timeless Toni Storm. So, yeah, you know, I'm not going to keep preaching on, you know, about it. All I will say is keep your eyes open and your mind open and just watch AEW for a couple episodes. I guarantee you'll like it. You know, WWE is going to be WWE, and it's going to always be there. It's going to be always booming because, you know, WWE is good, and it always will be good. Wrestling, of course, is going to always have down, you know, I guess it's going to be sometimes not good. You know, sometimes SmackDown's not good. Sometimes Raw's not good. Sometimes Dynamite's not good. You know, wrestling, it's a weekly thing. It's not a seasonal thing. So, of course, it's going to fall off a little bit. AEW is falling a little bit with the sales and, you know, stuff like that. Losing some people. They lost some people like Jade Cargo they should have kept. And, yeah, you know, but that's the fun and the beauty about wrestling. It gets better. You know, it gets a little off some weeks, but it gets better. And I'm pretty sure Tony Khan got a lot of stuff coming up. All In, UK is, you know, still coming next year. Their WrestleMania and the tickets are booming, I hear. But yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about, you know, and I just wanted to just get more eyes on AEW. You know, AEW is pretty good. It's okay to like Raw but and SmackDown and stuff like that, but watch AEW. You know, heard it from Talkers BDC Wrestling. Trust me, AEW is booming, and you would love it if you love wrestling. If you love wrestling, I guarantee you will love it. But yeah, we're going to take one last break, and yeah, I will be right back. Okay, we are back, and yeah, this is the end of this podcast. I just wanted to thank everybody for listening, and you know, I'd like to give a special shout out to my UK fans. You know, I see y'all, you know, I see the listens going up, you know, in the UK, and I thought it was important for me just to give y'all a shout out. You know, I appreciate it. I see y'all, I see the love, and yeah, you know, I want to give more love to the listeners and, you know, people who shout me out always. People like Sid Pete, and the list goes on of people, you know. But I want to thank y'all personally on this podcast. I might not say all y'all's names or some of y'all's names, but I appreciate y'all. And yeah, you know, it's crazy. You know, I got emotional a little bit when I seen, you know, I got a lot more fans in the UK. You know, it's crazy that, you know, I came from Long Beach and just grew up, you know, in the hood and stuff like that, and love basketball and love video games. And, you know, I created this podcast with a lot of love. And, you know, to me, it's crazy that this podcast is listened to in 5 different countries. And, you know, the UK was a big, you know, it gives me a lot of big new views. I appreciate that and always will appreciate it. And yeah, you know, I don't know what else to say. You know, I just wanted to say, you know, thank y'all, and, you know, just thank the listeners at home, you know, for making this show what it is. You know, it's not the number one podcast, wrestling podcast on Spotify, but you know what? We're going to treat it like it's one of the number one podcasts on Spotify and Apple and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Damn it, this is Talk is BDC Wrestling, and yeah, this is one of the up and coming top podcasts you're going to listen to wrestling. I'm going to give you my straight opinion on stuff. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. And yeah, and I'm going to listen to the, you know, the comments and stuff like that on X and Instagram, and you know, what you think was good about the show, what do you think I could do better, and all that good stuff. But you know, I'm always open to having guests on this show as well, you know, so you know, always don't forget about that. So yeah, I just wanted to thank everybody for, you know, listening, and this is going to be the end of this episode of Talkers BDC Wrestling. That is the number one podcast in my head, and hopefully, you know, in y'all's too. Some of the top people who listen to this podcast, it's crazy to me that people, this is their top podcast they listen to. It's so mind-blowing to me, you know. And it's hard, you know, when I was at work, when I seen it, it's just like, I'm not trying to front and trying to act or nothing like that, but it's crazy. You know, I could be somebody's top podcast or top, you know, 10% or 20% or whatever. It's just really, really crazy. And I appreciate that. And I'm not going to keep going on and on about it. But just know I appreciate it. And I will show y'all the love back by trying my best to give you all, something to listen to while you're at work or, wherever you're at in the world. But yeah, that's it for this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. And I will see y'all next, part Thursday. Thursday and then Sunday. So, yeah, I will see y'all on the next one. Peace.